Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Andrew McDermott. As you can imagine, we hear a lot of objections to the theory of intelligent design. And we're glad that's the case. We all benefit when we probe and question scientific ideas with an open mind. It's an exciting part of the process, and one that leads to a fuller understanding of the world around us. One of the most pervasive objections of all is the common assertion that intelligent design is not science. If it can be disqualified from the contest entirely, that's the end of the matter, and no further discussion is needed. In Chapter 18 of his book Signature in the Cell, ID theorist Stephen Meyer explains what happens when people claim that ID isn't science. The argument shifts the focus from an interesting question of truth to a trivial question of definition. To say that a claim about reality is not science, according to some definition, says nothing about whether the claim is true. Meyer goes on to explain that historians and philosophers of science, the scholars who study such questions as what is science, don't agree about how to define science. This is known as the demarcation problem, the problem of defining science and distinguishing or demarcating it from other forms of thought or inquiry, like metaphysics, history, or religion. Typically, philosophers of science have tried to define science by studying the methods that scientists use to study nature. And therein lies the problem. Scientists in different fields use different methods. Meyer further explains. Some sciences perform laboratory experiments. Some do not. Some sciences name, classify, and organize natural objects. Some sciences seek to discover natural laws. Others seek to reconstruct past events. Some sciences seek to formulate causal explanations of natural phenomena. Some provide mathematical descriptions of natural phenomena. Some sciences construct models. Some explain general or repeatable phenomena by reference to natural laws or general theories. Some study unique or particular events and seek to explain them by reference to past or causal events. Meyer continues. Some sciences test their theories by making predictions. Some test their theories by assessing their explanatory power. Some test their theories by assessing both explanatory power and predictive success. Some methods of scientific investigation involve direct verification. Some employ more indirect methods of testing. Some test theories in isolation from competing hypotheses. Some test theories by comparing the predictive or explanatory success of competing hypotheses. Some branches of science formulate conjectures that cannot yet be tested at all. Some sciences study only what can be observed. Some sciences make inferences about entities that cannot be observed. Some sciences reason deductively, some inductively, some abductively. Some use all three modes of inference. And yet more use the method of multiple competing hypotheses. As you can see, this diversity of methods has doomed attempts to find a single definition or set of criteria that accurately characterizes all types of science by reference to their methodological practices. Now, as Meyer points out, we could try to apply a broad definition of science, such as a systematic way of studying nature involving observation, experimentation, and/or reasoning about physical phenomena. But the difficulty comes when scholars try to equate science with a particular systematic method of studying nature, to the exclusion of other such methods. In addition to explaining the demarcation problem, Meyer singles out six reasons to consider intelligent design to be science. Here, we summarize them briefly. Reason number one, the case for ID is based on empirical evidence. Design theorists have developed specific empirical arguments to support their theory. Examples include the discovery of digital information in the cell, the irreducible complexity of molecular machines and circuits in the cell, the pattern of appearance of the major groups of organisms in the fossil record, the fine-tuning of the laws and constants of physics, and evidence from homology. Reason number two, advocates of ID use established scientific methods. The case for intelligent design uses two separate systematic methods of scientific reasoning. The first is called the method of multiple competing hypotheses, a standard method that involves comparing the explanatory power of a theory to that of competing theories. ID theorist William Dembski, in his book The Design Inference, developed a second method of scientific reasoning used with ID. Dembski proposed a comparative evaluation procedure to detect the effects of intelligence, and guide our analysis and reasoning about natural objects and artifacts. This method helps investigators decide among three different types of explanations: chance, necessity, and design. Reason number three, ID is a testable theory. Remember, intelligent design is an historical science. As such, it makes claims about the cause of past events, thus making it testable against our knowledge of cause and effect. This is known as the test of causal adequacy. Here, ID is tested against our knowledge of the evidence in need of explanation and our knowledge of the cause and effect structure of the world. When a theory cites causes that are known to produce the effect in question, it meets the test of causal adequacy. And although historical sciences typically don't make predictions that can be tested under controlled laboratory conditions, it does sometimes generate predictions about what should be found in the natural world. Predictions that enable scientists to compare them to other historical scientific theories. The case of junk DNA is a good example. Neo-Darwinism holds that new biological information arises as a result of a process of mutational trial and error, so non-functional DNA would naturally accumulate in the genomes of eukaryotic organisms. So most evolutionary biologists consider these non-coding regions of DNA nothing more than junk. ID advocates have a different view. ID theorists predict that most of the non-protein coding sequences in the genome should perform some biological function, even if they do not direct protein synthesis. Indeed, in recent years, the discovery that so-called junk DNA performs a variety of important cellular functions has confirmed this important prediction of intelligent design. Reason number four. The case for ID exemplifies historical scientific reasoning. The methods used to infer intelligent design conform closely to established patterns of inquiry in the historical sciences. In his doctoral studies, Meyer identified four criteria by which historical sciences can be distinguished from non-historical sciences. They include a distinctive historical objective, a distinctive form of inference, a distinctive type of explanations, and the use of the method of multiple competing hypotheses. Reason number five. ID addresses a specific question in evolutionary biology. Intelligent design addresses the appearance of design in living systems, a key question that has long been a part of historical and evolutionary biology. Charles Darwin attempted to answer the question by providing a materialistic explanation for the origin of the appearance of design in living organisms. Since then, chemical evolutionary theorists have offered other materialistic accounts for the appearance of design. Intelligent design holds that this appearance of design in living things is not an illusion, but that it results from actual design. As such, ID is a scientific enterprise that reaches to the heart of biology. Reason number six, ID is supported by peer-reviewed scientific literature. Critics of ID often claim that its advocates have failed to publish their work in peer-reviewed scientific publications. Therefore, ID doesn't qualify as science. The fact is, ID theorists have published work supporting the theory of intelligent design in a variety of appropriate technical venues, including peer-reviewed scientific journals, peer-reviewed scientific books, some published by mainstream university presses, trade press books, peer-edited scientific anthologies, peer-edited scientific conference proceedings, and peer-reviewed philosophy of science journals and books. Pro-ID scientists have also presented their research at conferences worldwide, in fields such as genetics, biochemistry, engineering, and computer science. Despite ID's publication record, it should be noted that recognition in peer-reviewed literature is not an absolute requirement to demonstrate an idea's scientific merit. Darwin's own theory of evolution was first published in a book for general and scientific audiences, his Origin of Species, not in a peer-reviewed paper. And in recent years, peer review has come under significant criticism for illegitimately censoring scientific ideas and slowing the advance of scientific research. Nonetheless, ID's peer-reviewed publication record shows that it deserves, and is receiving, serious consideration by the scientific community. And a final point. Although the design argument is an old one, going as far back as the Greeks and espoused by some of the greatest scientists in history, including Isaac Newton, Johannes Kepler, and Robert Boyle, the modern intelligent design research community formed in the late 1980s and has already received the kind of scientific recognition you'd expect from a budding and vastly underfunded research program. For a full, annotated, and current list of peer-reviewed articles supporting the theory of intelligent design, visit discovery.org/id/peer-review. That's discovery.org/id/peer-review. So, plenty of people and organizations have proclaimed in recent years that intelligent design is not science. But as we've discussed here, it's about how you define science. And as it turns out, there are plenty of reasons to consider intelligent design science. For more resources answering common objections to intelligent design, be sure to read Signature in the Cell and Darwin's Doubt, both by Dr. Stephen Meyer. And be sure to visit our flagship news website, evolutionnews.org. Not only will you get insightful commentary on the latest news in the evolution debate, you can also utilize the site as an archive. Use keywords to pull up articles on every conceivable topic connected to intelligent design and evolution. That's at www.evolutionnews.org. I'll leave you with a clip from Dr. Stephen Meyer addressing this very question in a 2011 lecture in London.
Fundamentally, I don't care whether intelligent design is considered to be science or not. That is not the most important question. That is a semantic question. The most important question is whether it is true, or whether it's likely to be true, or most likely to be true, given the evidence we have. What people have done to avoid answering that more fundamental question is repair to these semantic arguments. Intelligent design is not science, therefore we don't have to consider the case for it. I don't think that follows. Whatever you call it, there is a compelling evidential argument for it. Typically, people want to demarcate science from non-science by reference to method. Science is different than non-science by reference to the methods it uses. Well, the case for intelligent design, and this is why I emphasize this in the lecture, is based on the very same method of reasoning that Darwin employed. So if you want to argue that intelligent design is not science, then applying that same criterion, that same yardstick, you will have to exclude Darwinism from consideration as a scientific theory. Now, I happen to think both are scientific theories. I happen to think chemical evolutionary theory, the actual opposite number of my case for intelligent design, is a scientific theory. The definitional question should not be dispositive. That's just a matter of how you categorize an idea. That's not fundamentally interesting. What's fundamentally interesting is whether it's true or not.
I'm Andrew McDermott for ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.